How would you like a happiness tip from the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins from his book of slides today? Today we're looking at happiness tip number 25. But before I do that, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com or on the YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understanding for raising your level of consciousness on a wide variety of topics and building a better life. And I fulfill this intention or support this intention by putting truth and power into context based on the consciousness, the decades into consciousness research of Dr. David Hawkins and the map of consciousness that came out of all of that. And the map of consciousness is simply a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate human potential. And, you know, this is like something pioneering and new that has come to the humanity from Dr. Hawkins, a genius level psychiatrist throughout his career and an enlightened spiritual teacher at the highest level of enlightenment that we could hope for and ask for. Dr. Hawkins was calibrated as to the same level of consciousness as Buddha and Jesus Christ. And just because you don't think that this could happen in this day and age, you'd be mistaken when you start to understand consciousness and the fact that there are human beings, not a lot of them, throughout time that have come to the planet to offset the negativity of the planet with their own level of consciousness. So today I'm going to read Dr. Hawkins' book. Oh, just for a second, and I'm not going to read too much. There's not much to say about it. But on his 101 Ways to Happiness tip number 25, the question I ask you, is the glass half empty or is the glass half full? Are you predominantly an optimist or predominantly a pessimist? So let's just see. This is all really your own perception in life. So the whole attitude of life is summed up in, is the glass half full or half empty? How your perception of life is, how you contextualize it, and are you optimistic or pessimistic? The optimist thinks that increasing one's consciousness will increase one's happiness, which, by the way, happens to be true. So I want to share with you the calibration of optimism, first of all. The energy of optimism is 310 on the map of consciousness, which is 10 to the 300th power, which is also known as the level of consciousness of willingness. So to be optimistic is saying to the world, I got gas in the tank and I want to go somewhere. And that level of consciousness has enough gas in the tank to do what you want to do and accomplish it. Pessimism, on the other hand, calibrates at 170 on the map of consciousness, which is a low level of consciousness that is destructive, downward pulling, and holds no truth or power in it. And just because you are maybe pessimistic about it, that's your own perception of it. And your perception of anything in life is kind of filtered by what you got running in your own energy field. And typically most of us have suppressed emotions, we're living in the past, and we keep bringing more experiences of these low level of consciousness experience into our life if we're focused on pessimism or on the past for that matter. So just so you know, to focus on the past calibrates at 110, I think the number is. Let me just look at my little chart here. Living in the past calibrates at 95 on the map. Living in the future calibrates at 110, whereas living in the present calibrates at 200. So living in the past is fear and pessimism for sure, as is living in the future. You're living in fear and uncertainty and doubt about your own future. So the energy fields that they all hold pessimism in them, regardless of the fact that pessimism calibrates at 170 on the map of consciousness. So I wanted to read what the dictionary has to say about pessimistic. So pessimism is, hold on, let me just see what they got here. Is essentially gloomy. They don't give you the definition. They say definition pessimistic is of relating to or characterized by pessimism. Well, that's not helpful. Though most of us know what pessimism is. Here's some synonyms for pessimistic: bearish, defeatist, despairing, downbeat, hopeless. It can also be cynical, misanthropic, meaning deeply distrustful, distrustful. Cynical implies having a sneering disbelief in sincerity or integrity. Misanthropic, a rooted distrust and dislike of human beings and their society. That's pretty low vibe. And pessimistic implies having a gloomy, distrustful view of life. So that's the definition of being pessimistic, and it calibrates at 170 on the map of consciousness, which is the level of consciousness of essentially pride, which pride calibrates at 175 on the map. Pessimism calibrates lower than that at 170. So the energy of it all is an impersonal energy field. Again, this is not a judgment. It's an understanding that calibrations are not opinions or judgments. They're actual calibrations of energy. Like you can energy, you know, can measure the energy of watts and volts, I guess, in a bulb. I'm not sure about that, but you can measure the energy of that. It's the same type of thing. Same with gasoline. You're going to put gas in the tank. How far do you want to go to get where you want to go? When you're at 170, you have no gas in the tank, period. None. There's no energy to get out of there. So the energy surrounding that is scornful. It's inflation, like inflation of the ego and righteous. It's very demanding, and it perceives God as indifferent. So this is the energy of pessimism, which is an experience and a perception that you choose to hold or not. Now, optimism, which I just said, is a level of consciousness of willingness, which is 310. That's a quantum leap up from pessimistic. So if you're pessimistic, you're running 110 to the 170th power, which is force. There's no power in it. It's forceful, downward pulling, destructive. You can't get where you want to go being pessimistic, period. Optimistic, on the other hand, is 10 to the 310th power. And the energy running there is intention, willingness, hopefulness, and inspiring. So it's a far superior kind of energy to align with than pessimism. So pessimism serves its own purpose, right? It's an experience. As an infinite being, you could have easily decided in spirit that you want to come here and experience pessimism, because you can't know as who you really are in the in the absence of contrast. You can't know who you really are. So, and this is what Conversations with God is kind of talking about. So you could choose as a spirit to come into the body to be pessimistic. It could be a conscious choice. But if you find yourself wanting a better life, and you want to build a better life and be happy and more like Susie Sunshine, as opposed to Doug the Downer, you need to remove the blocks to perception. So there's energy fields like that are suppressed and repressed emotions in your energy field that are kind of tainting your view of the world. And I can assure you that when you remove suppressed and repressed emotions like anger and fear and doubt and hatred and righteous pride and perfectionism, when you remove them and let them go from your energy field, you become more optimistic because you're becoming aligned with the truth of who you really are. An optimistic, powerful human being, you have that within you to be that. You're just blocking it at the moment. So you can watch some of my letting go episodes on how to start removing blocks. And I can assure you, based on my years of experience with the mechanism of letting go, you just start to step into these higher levels. You just become optimistic. You become supportive. You become loving. It just comes into your experience, and you stop having an aversions to love. And you stop having aversions to seeing yourself in a greater light. So that's Dr. Hawkins' 101 Ways to Happiness tip number 25. Again, you can find this in his book of slides, which I'll show on the screen here. He does lectures, you know, were compiled in this book of slides, so you can go back and see what he has to say, but I do love sharing it with you. Again, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host, Interpreter Truth, for your weekly dose of higher consciousness. And before I leave, I always like to say, love is the truth, gang. And love calibrates at 500 or 10 to the 500th power on the map of consciousness. The mind has no awareness of it in the 400s. The mind's in the 400s. It has no awareness of love as being the powerful truth, where true power really exists. And spiritual truths really exist, and shifting your life into higher levels of consciousness really exist. And Dr. Hawkins said something on a video I watched recently, that the ego hates love. The ego resists love at every turn. And if you find yourself resisting love at every turn, it's because you are juicing the core of your own ego and letting the lower mind run the show. If you like what's going on here, subscribe to the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com or the YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com, and leave reviews and comments anywhere you'd like to help. I'm on a mission to raise the level of consciousness of the planet, which, by the way, just sank from 207 on the map to 190. In the last year or so. So I'm on a mission to raise a level of consciousness to 250. I can't do it alone. We got to do it together. This is a collective thing. So if you like what's going on here, share it with your family and friends. Leave a good review or not. I mean, if you're cynical and pessimistic and hate God, you might leave me a negatively oriented comment. And if you feel like you want to do that and it's not constructive, then you got to take a look at why would I want to, you know, what's running inside of me that I got to throw up all over what's going on here. I'm here to support you, honey buns. I'm here to let you know I've been through dark stuff and have been willing to let go of false beliefs and embrace the understanding that I am the creator of my own experience, positive and negative. Okay, next week is our weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. I haven't decided what to test you guys on yet, so you're just going to have to stay tuned. Or look at some past episodes of quiz. There's lots of good stuff. You can kind of realign your, put everything into context, and realign your own energy field. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.